Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that remains in effect, as we'll continue with snow showers early, then gradually clearing skies, highs around 11, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 1 below, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies in the lower 20s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 8. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, we'll see highs at 36. Right now, it's 9 above.
Essentially, all of the area's schools will be on a two-hour delayed basis Thursday, including USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 115, Nebahal Central, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, USD 223 will start 2 hours late, Marysville, USD 364, two-hour delay, no morning preschool, two-hour late start for Centralia, Frankfort, USD 380, USD 498 at Valley Heights, two-hour late start at Diller-Odell and the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville. Be advised, very cold, perhaps slick outside this morning. We had a mix of precipitation, some thunder snow Wednesday evening. We don't have nearly the ice accumulation beneath the snow here in the farthest northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska area. Might have something to grab onto, but be careful out there. Points further south and east, they had the ice glaze beneath the snow. Bitterly cold wind chills, though well below zero. It's 6 degrees with a north wind at 10 this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A winter weather system moving through the Sunflower State has forced the closure or delay of many, many schools across Kansas, even affecting state universities. Wichita State University and Emporia State both closed today. The University of Kansas with a delayed start this morning. The winter weather moving through the Sunflower State has caused at least one deadly wreck in Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Dennis Gentry was killed Tuesday when he lost control of his pickup truck on U.S. Highway 169 while crossing a Miami County bridge when his vehicle slid into a grassy area and overturned. And the KBI is saying that a Rollins County man shot his father, then himself, last week. 74-year-old Gary Withers discovered dead from a gunshot wound. His 41-year-old son, Danny Withers, dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mid-America Network News.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules are changing. Everyone's scrambling to be the next flavor of the month. But at Ford, we don't measure in months. We've been around for 115 years, and we know the only constant is change. So, disruption? Yeah, it's what we do every day. It's also what's led us to build the world's first affordable car, the most beloved pickup truck on the road, the iconic American sports car, and the SUV most people think of when they think of an SUV. We know America was built on the backs of families like ours. So we still take pride in what we build and how we build. We even take pride in taking pride. And the world could use a little more of that right now. Because if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it at all? Build Ford proud.
Republican legislators in the Sunflower State have advanced a bill designed to prevent individuals and businesses from paying higher income taxes to the state because of changes in federal tax laws. The GOP-controlled Senate gave the measure first-round approval yesterday on a voice vote. Senators plan to take the final vote today to determine whether it goes to the Republican-controlled House. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is wanting lawmakers to wait on rewriting state tax laws. University of Kansas officials say crimes reported on the Lawrence campus in 2018 dropped to the lowest level in 10 years. The Office of Public Safety said in a news release yesterday that 619 crimes were reported last year, which is down 8% from 670 in 2017. Theft continues to be the most common crime. Assault reports rose significantly from 2017 with a total of 34. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, trade talks between the United States and China this week should provide an early indication as to what political tensions between the two nations may disrupt the talks. Deputy U.S. Trade Representative Jeff Gerrish will meet with Chinese officials in Beijing. The plan is to begin discussing measures between the two countries that would allow the current trade war to end. If the talks are favorable to the United States, that could lead to higher-level talks with higher-ranking officials. The United States has set a March deadline for China to agree to trade policy reforms. In the meantime, China is opening access to its economy back to the United States through purchases of U.S. agricultural products. The state of the Chinese economy is seen as dire by some analysts, which could be a motivation to seek an end to the trade war with the United States. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction has rescheduled the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction to March 18, 19, and 20 at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, call Scott Auction at 1-800-466-8214 or see scottauction.com on the Internet. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on March 18, 19, and 20, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nine candidates have filed for consideration as 3rd District Marshall County Commissioner to fill the unexpired term of Lynn Feldhausen, who passed away last month. A selection meeting will choose a replacement for the term ending 2020 at a meeting in Beatty Thursday evening at 7. A precinct committee man and woman from each of the 26 precincts in the 3rd District will make the decision, which will be forwarded to the state Republican Party, then on to the governor for appointment. Since all precinct positions were vacant, registered Republicans have been solicited. Candidates to be considered for 3rd District Commissioner are George Bernasek and Thomas Rottinghouse of Axtell, Melissa Sandman and Ronald Schneider of Beatty, Kenneth Feldhausen, Marianne Fincham, Daniel L. Howell, and Richard Hall of Frankfort, and Keith Bramall of Vermillion. The meeting Thursday evening at 7 at Beatty is open to the public. However, only registered Republican precinct committee members will be allowed to question the candidates. Marysville Chamber of Commerce recognized significant contributors to the community during their annual banquet held Saturday evening. The format changed some from previous years, which had included the annual business meeting and entertainment. Dr. Arnold Nagley and partner Dr. Ray Schultz received Business Person of the Year for development of Valley Vet Supply. Don Landall with Landall Corporation won the Spirit of Marysville Award and was honored recently as Business Leader of the Year at the Native Sons and Daughters of Kansas Banquet. Blue Valley Telecommunications was recognized as Small Business of the Year, and Jada Ackerman with Blue Valley named Champion for Business Development. Friday's registration deadline for a K-State Extension program on optimizing the cow-calf herd, scheduled February 13th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Topics will include improving genetics, vaccinations, and feeding. Meeting begins at 6:30, running until 8:30 p.m. A supper will be provided at a $5 cost per person, February 13th at the Marshall County Fairgrounds. RSVP is requested by Friday. Contact Anastasia Johnson at the Marshall County Extension Office at 562-3531 or email Anastasia at ksu.edu. Call Valley Muzzleloaders will host the 39th annual Frozen Butt Rendezvous this weekend at the Corn Dodger Station located southwest Frankfort. Over 100 participants are expected, many in pre-1840 dress and primitive camps with shooting and trading events planned. Spectators and new shooters are always welcome, Additional details on their Facebook page or contact Lee Tibbett, Chris Emmy, or Neil Taylor. An Auburn, Nebraska man reported missing since Saturday and last seen Sunday morning in Clay Center, Kansas, was found dead Wednesday. A silver alert had been issued for Rick Kubisch, age 66, after he was reportedly seen in Clay Center and was destined for his hometown Sunday morning. He was reportedly located in Kansas Wednesday, but the exact whereabouts or details of his death have not been released. Harry Whitey Cruzy, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Harry Whitey Cruzy. Robert Young, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Okito Cemetery Saturday at 1. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Robert Young. Essentially, all of the area's schools will be on a two-hour delayed basis Thursday, including USD 108, Washington County, USD 113, Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 115, Nemahal Central, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn, USD 223 will start 2 hours late, Marysville, USD 364, two-hour delay, no morning preschool, two-hour late start for Centralia Frankfort, USD 380, USD 498 at Valley Heights, two-hour late start at Diller O'Dell, and the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potato, wheat roll, carrots, and Fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, tuna noodle casserole, a muffin, California blend, and apple salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball at Clay Center this afternoon. Parent-teacher conferences continue at Marysville Schools this evening. Marysville Wrestlers, a double duel at Atchison. Freshman Boys Basketball at the Wamego Tournament. Soup Day today, Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we're still seeing some wintry weather all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest and some rain showers and thunderstorms across the southern parts of the United States. This whole entire low will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day and into tonight. Looks like a high-pressure system will build across the area as we head into tomorrow into Saturday. But behind this low, some very cold temperatures and windy conditions all across the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, winter weather advisory. Otherwise, we're going to see some snow showers continuing, gradually clearing skies, highs around 11, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 1 below, wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 20s, winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows around 8. As into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high at 36. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers late, lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early February, 42. The average low, 21. Sunset this evening, 5:50. Sunrise in the morning, 7:23. Be advised, very cold. Perhaps slick outside this morning. We had a mix of precipitation, some thunder snow Wednesday evening. We don't have nearly the ice accumulation beneath the snow here in the farthest northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska area. Might have something to grab onto, but be careful out there. Points further south and east, they had the ice glaze beneath the snow. Bitterly cold wind chills, though well below zero. It's 6 degrees with a north wind at 10 this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time 719. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
the race to 40 wins and a mid-game trade. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Milwaukee is the first team to 40 wins. Giannis Antetokounmpo went off for 43 points in a 148-129 Bucks win over the Wizards, but the trade of teammate Thon Maker is still lingering.
The NBA is business, and the team is going to look out for the best interest of the team and create a team that going to try to win a championship.
Maker was traded to Detroit for Stanley Johnson. Golden State crushed San Antonio, scoring 49 points in the third quarter alone. Kevin Durant added 23.
Pass to Iguodala. Throws to the trailing Durant. Right down Broadway. Look out. Right hand slam for KD.
On KGMZ, Warriors cruise 141-102. Number 6, Nevada made easy work of lowly Colorado State. Jordan Caroline scored 30 of his season-high 40 points in the first half, five short of his career high. Caleb Martin had 25 in a rim-rattling jam late.
15 to shoot. Cody lobbed to the rim. Caleb slam dunk! Cody lulls him to sleep. Caleb slams it home.
On Nevada radio, Wolfpack wins 98-92. Number 14, Villanova outlasted Creighton 66-59. Eric Paschal went to work in overtime.
Boot ahead to Paschal. Paschal flies in for the two-handed jam and finishes off the Blue Jays.
On Villanova radio, Wildcats improved to 10-0 in the Big East. Pittsburgh Steelers wideout Antonio Brown involved in an alleged domestic dispute involving the mother of his daughter. The incident coming after she asked to be reimbursed for the child's hair appointment. ESPN NFL insider Field Yates.
We understand how Antonio Brown and his attorney feel this has gone off the rails and how it has sort of put an unfair stain on his reputation. At the same time, teams will look into it to gather their own intel on Antonio Brown.
The incident took place January 17th. This is Rich Cantu, ABC
Sports. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Donald Trump expressing some optimism about potentially reaching a trade deal with China. But in the same breath, the New York Times says the president may consider leaving some tariffs in place, even if the two sides eventually come to a landmark deal. He said without the tariffs, we wouldn't even be talking. The interview was conducted 2 days after trade talks wrapped up. He said he made a point very clear, and he plans on meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month. And the president said China was prepared to make some significant changes to Beijing's economic policies. Some of those changes would include better market access to American companies, as well as buying more American products. The president had a letter from President Xi read aloud for reporters, included a commitment to buy 5 million tons of soybeans. Now, that caught administration officials a little off guard. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer was more guarded in his tone, saying the two sides haven't put together the framework of an agreement yet. He did say the main achievement, though, was that the two sides are talking, and those talks did not come off the rail. Chicken, pork, and beef producers should all see better days over the next 12 months in spite of some challenges to each segment. One industry analyst, Jeremy Scott of Mizuho Securities, says the worst is behind the chicken market. That specific segment is one of the most difficult stretches in the last 5 years from December and January. He said substantial improvement in U.S. chicken profit will be powered by better exports and less than expected ramp up in new capacity. He said poultry margins are starting to move higher during a faster-than-expected price recovery and a boost in chicken products featuring both in restaurants and retail establishments. Other protein sectors, Scott sees the beef packer margin continuing to trend favorably this year. That's in spite of being off the seasonal high, and featured support at the retail level is beginning to move away from beef and onto chicken. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Wednesday was day that saw our ag futures markets mostly under pressure. We finished in negative territory in many of our ag futures. So let's take a look at those numbers. March corn down 3/4 at 380. May down 1 at 388. March Kansas City wheat down 2 at 509 1/4. Not a good day for wheat, all in all. May Kansas City wheat down 1 3/4 at 514 3/4. Some of the later months we did see some green. As far as soybeans are concerned, March beans up 1.5 at 921 3/4. May up 1.5 at 935 3/4. So a little more positive news for beans. March soybean meal was at 309 even, down 50 cents. May was at 313 even, down 50 cents. Later months were all in the red. March soy oil was 52 points higher at 3090. May was up 52 points at 3120. So all in all, mostly higher day in the soy complex, with the beans themselves up.
although corn and Kansas City wheat could never seem to manage any kind of a rally to hold on to. February live cattle down 30 at 126.40. We saw similar issues in the livestock complex as far as the pressure is concerned. April live cattle down 47 at 127.15. So issues there all the way down. None of the later months showed any signs of life. March feeders down 65 at 143.17. April down 60 at 144.85. So once again, pressure on cattle all the way across. February hogs down 50 at 55.92, while April hogs were down 70 at 60.90. So not the best day in the livestock complex on Wednesday. Cotton was up. March cotton 26 points higher at 73.66. May cotton was up 17 points at 74.86. So it was a pretty decent day for cotton all in all. Gold did not have a good day. February gold down $8.20 at $13.06. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction has rescheduled the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction to March 18, 19, and 20 at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, call Scott Auction at 1-800-466-8214 or see scottauction.com on the Internet. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on March 18, 19, and 20, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. A warning about Lamageddon. Lamageddon. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I was reading a story from Wales where a 55-year-old farmer talks about wanting his son to take over the sheep farm that's been in his family for 500 years. He's concerned, though, that that is not going to happen because of Brexit and the risk that Britain is going to leave the European Union without an agreement on future relations that would preserve free trade with the continent. That sheep farmer and UK meat producers in general are particularly vulnerable to the threat of a no-deal Brexit because 90% of their exports go to EU countries. If Britain leaves the EU without a deal, trade would immediately revert to the World Trade Organization rules, which would impose tariffs of 46% on British lamb and 48 to 84% on beef. In addition, meat shipments would probably face delays at European border crossings because truck drivers would be forced to show paperwork proving their cargoes meet EU standards. All of this is a worst-case scenario, what one man called a potential for Lamageddon. Well, that got me thinking about the U.S. sheep industry. We don't talk much about it here on Farming America, so let's bring in Larry Hopkins, who's with the Indiana Sheep Association. He is a sheep farmer in central Indiana. What issues are facing the sheep industry in the United States?
Well, actually, the sheep industry is headed in a good direction. The wool market's been on an upward trend for probably the last 6 years. Wool prices are around $4.50 a pound right now, which is a good market for us. Lamb prices aren't as good as they were maybe a year and a half ago. You know, the sheep industry is a little different than other commodity groups. In the United States, we actually don't produce enough lamb to meet the demand. There's more lamb and mutton imported into the United States from Australia and New Zealand than what the sheep industry produces domestically. So we just need, as an industry, to be able to grow and meet that demand and do it efficiently. One of the problems we have is that the lamb that comes in from New Zealand and Australia is very, very cheap. That has to do somewhat with exchange rates and the World Trade Organization and other things that are out of our control. But there's a demand in the United States, especially as the country diversifies, for more lamb. And we just need, as an industry, to be able to meet that demand.
More about sheep, including how to be trained as a sheep shearer, tomorrow. Back after this.
Tune for Ag Outlook Saturday morning, 7:35 till 8 on KNDY. Livestock is the focus this week, with a recap of 2018 and a look ahead to 2019. Ag Outlook at 7:35 till 8 Saturday on KNDY, a service of Alliance Insurance, Brune Implement, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Chilly this morning, 6 degrees. Wind chill well below zero with a north wind at 10 miles an hour. Going to be slick out there. Be careful. Could be some ice and glazing beneath this winter mix of snow we had last night. Thunder snow came with thunder and lightning and snow. Most all of the area schools will be on a two-hour delayed basis for today. As announced earlier, two-hour late start for Diller O'Dell, the Highland Community College Western Center, USD 108, Washington County, Prairie Hills, USD 113, including Axtell, USD 115, Nema Hall Central, two-hour late start for Hanover Barnes and Lynn, USD 223, Marysville, USD 364, starts 2 hours late, no AM preschool, USD 379, Clay County, 380, Centralia, Frankfort, USD 498, Valley Heights, all on a two-hour delayed basis for today. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Early consignment listings, about 1,200 head of cattle expected today. 40 Hereford heifers weigh 6.5 to 8. 10 black steers and heifers 5 to 6. 60 black steers 5 to 6.25. 15 Charley steers and heifers 5 to 7.50. 60 black baldy heifers 6 to 7.75. 55 black baldy, red baldy steers and heifers 6 to 8. 40 black and Charley steers and heifers weigh 6 to 8. 90 black baldy steers and heifers 5.75 to 8.25. 81 black baldy steers 6.25 to 7.75. 70 black baldy steers 6.50 to 8.75. 27 black yearling heifers 7.75. 11 black steers 7 to 7.50. Another 11 weighing 7 to 8. 71 black steers and heifers 7 to 8.50. 75 black and white faced steers never 7 to 9.50. 80 black steers never 7.25 to 9.50. 81 black and white faced yearling steers 8.75 to 9. 120 black yearling steers 8.75 to 9. And 60 weighing in 8.80 to 9.25. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Oklahoma and Texas each had only one spot to fill in their top 10 recruiting classes. The four Big 12 schools with new coaches were a bit busier during the second signing period. New coaches Les Miles added 9 players, including a running back that had been a longtime commitment to Michigan. Texas Tech and Kansas State each signed 7 more players. West Virginia signed only 3 but kept all 16 players who signed in December before Coach Dana Holgerson left for Houston. League-leading Kansas State travels to Baylor to highlight this weekend's Big 12 action. The Wildcats vaulted into first place in the league with a 74-67 win over KU in Manhattan. The Wildcats taking on the Baylor Bears this Saturday with a 5 o'clock tip-off. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction has rescheduled the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction to March 18, 19, and 20 at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts and related items, farm tillage, row crop and hay equipment, semis, trucks and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, call Scott Auction at 1-800-466-8214 or see scottauction.com on the Internet. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on March 18, 19, and 20, Garden City Regional Airport, another Scott Auction.